And good afternoon. You're listening to Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And as I had promised, we're going to try to bring Somi up on the phone, talk about her great music. And I've been playing her music in the background from the Lagos Music Salon. And without any further ado, we'll get a chance to talk to her, some of her experiences, and see where she's doing globally. Good afternoon, Somi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good afternoon.
No, it's a pleasure to hear from you. How you doing, huh?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm sorry about in this age of technology, you know, we have problems.
It's fine.
But it's a pleasure. Your music is fantastic, you know.
Thank you so much.
So lyrically, there's no words to describe it. But first of all, let's start from point one. You know, I've had a chance to listen to some other releases. Of course, Somi live at the Jazz Standard, which was beautiful, and I love that particular one on Wildflower Blues. You write a lot of your songs, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You know,
most of them, pretty much all of them.
All of them. And let's start with the one. I had to write down some of the great music that you've done and tell you the ones that I like, and I want you to explain one particular one as we talk to the audience, and 419. What does the 419 stand for? And for those of you listening, it's off her release. All the ladies will love 419. But what does 419?
Well, 419, you know, my record, The Lagos Music Salon, is all about an 18-month creative sabbatical I took in Lagos, Nigeria. And 419 is actually the Nigerian criminal code for a certain type of financial fraud. Most of us have received one of those emails where they're like, oh, send me your details and I'll send you we can share $1 million. So that scam, those email scams originated in Nigeria, and they obviously happen everywhere else now in the world as well, but they really proliferated and people have made a lot of money out of them. So the Nigerian government calls it 419, but there's a slang in Lagos where they call anybody who's a little bit shady, any characters who are a little shady, they call them
419.
So that's meant to be a joke, a lighthearted thing about a guy that I meet, and he's a little shady, and my girlfriend's trying to warn me.
Oh, now you've just sent the signal out. He's a 419. All of your great music, every song has a meaning to it. Every one. That you haven't missed a one. And $2 Day, Brown Round Things. How did you come up with a term like that? And you can explain it as well. Brown Round
Things. Which song? Oh, Brown Round Things.
Right.
Well, Brown Round Things, it's a song actually about prostitutes, about sex workers. And I basically would see this strip of women. I mean, like any city in the world, you know, maybe they're hidden a bit more in somewhere like New York, but in Lagos they were on full view, and in the wee hours of the night. And I found myself wondering what the journey of those women might be, because to me, when I think of an African woman, I think of a certain type of dignity or a family, extended family, and support system. So that song isn't meant to judge the life that they live, but it's meant to sort of recognize the humanity and perhaps how they ended up there. At the end of the song, in the beginning of the song, I talk about, they say she's sweet, but at the end of the song, it's about saying that you actually knew her as a girl and that I knew she was sweet then, but a different type of sweet, obviously, that we're talking about. So it's really more about, recognizing a loss of innocence and recognizing how we need to always acknowledge one's humanity, even when we're not as familiar with their path and their journey or their choices in life. So that's what Brown Round Things is about.
Interesting. You know, your music deals with human nature and life, okay? And you've had a global impact, especially African, that you bring to the table that is non-commercialized because of the experiences that you bring in the African culture and the way that you lyrically present it to the public in your music. What is your greatest inspiration?
Thank you.
What is your greatest inspiration?
My greatest inspiration? I would love to be able to say that African, stories and experiences really inspire me. I think that's usually why I'm very proud of the record, because it was the first time that I moved back to the continent. to see how just being inside of this kind of social and political and cultural nuance of a place might inspire my heart and impact my own creative process as a writer and as a vocalist. You know, I think that, you know, my inspiration is just about, it's about living, you know, whether I'm on the continent or not. You know, I think it's more broadly, it's probably just about being able to witness, you know, the lives around me and try to be a witness to my own life and present in my own choices and the environment around me. And probably my mother, I would say she's a huge inspiration, both my parents.
I know that you've often been compared to Mary McKeeba, but you've also included within your lyrics four African women, and you utilized Nina Simone's music. What inspired four women? That was her original song, and when I sat there and listened for African women, it was very moving. I plan to play it later on in the show, but it's... give me some background on why this particular song and its lyrics.
Sure. Well, I mean, in terms of musical inspiration, you acknowledged two women who have, two artists whose voices who really inspired me deeply. And obviously, Mary McKeeba is the first great African voice to really be heard on the global cultural stage. And Nina Simone, you know, just for her truth telling and kind of honesty and raw beauty. I listened to a lot of Nina while I was in Lagos. I listened to a lot of Nina Simone, I listened to a lot of Fela Kuti. Something about both of them seemed to appropriately reflect the energy, the heat, the kind of unapologetic truth of Nigeria. And the beauty and the unexpected inspiration and, you know, all of these things. I think that Nina's work and voice always seemed like a beautiful metaphor for my experience in Nigeria. And I think she, listening to her so much over the years, and specifically while I was in Nigeria, really was, I wanted to pay homage to her and include this song and do my twist on Four Women, her classic song. And I also was inspired to try to tell the truth. You know, I think we always try to tell the truth as artists, but I think by, as an African woman, being on the African continent in an African city, I was really trying to be conscientious of not being too, you know, not only telling the stories that people maybe expect to hear when you're talking about African city. I wanted to tell a very whole picture. So, yes, the difficult challenges of a place, but also the beauty and inspiration that comes from a place. So, really, that piece, that song, Four African Women, is just a nod to her and giving thanks for the truth-telling she inspires in everybody, I believe, and definitely in my own work, and also acknowledging the struggles and the pain and the beauty and ultimately the survival of African women, not just in Nigeria, but around the world.
In short terms, you've just explained your life, I presume.
I'm sorry?
I said in short terms, you've just explained part of your life as an African woman, some of the journeys that you've had to go through, and you expressed them lyrically.
Well, I think that I just try to, you know, even if I'm not telling my own story, I'm trying to acknowledge the women who inspire me, who I might know personally or who I just witnessed in their own, you know, in their own path.
And interesting enough, you talk about Lagos as a place. You said, this is Lagos, and you don't say within your liner notes, welcome to Lagos. And I picked that up, and I said, wow. You call it the no sense zone. Why do you explain Lagos, Nigeria as the no sense zone?
Well, no, you know, the thing is, those liner notes are by this the beautiful Nigerian writer Tiju Cole. So he was making that observation, and in that in Lagos, people don't say when you get off the airplane or when you arrive in the city, nobody says welcome to Lagos. They're like, this is Lagos, and he talks about it as being, it's not meant to be a comfort, right? But it's also not meant to It's just supposed to be about a very honest, you know, it's not necessarily going to be as comfortable as you might want it to be, but it's not necessarily going to be as crazy as you might think it's going to be. It's just going to be what it is. And so I don't know if you're familiar with Tiju Cole, but he's a brilliant writer on Random. He's got two books out on Random House. He has a new book also about Lagos, Nigeria called Everybody, Every Day is for the Thief. So he was generous enough to impart his take on Lagos and sort of reflect on it in the context of my music and my work.
Every day is for the thief, huh?
Yes.
that's a way of life, I think, around the world. But, you know, one of the things, so I'm from New York City, and you live in New York, so we both understand the terminology, and you've been to Lagos, Nigeria. But the thing that I want to express more than anything else about your music is that the fact that you come as an original lyricist that imparts the African culture on each and every person that listens, but you also bring your personal touch to it. And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Somi, her brand new release, the Lagos Music Salon, and it is very inspiring in many ways in dealing with life, like you talked about the thief and some other things. But one of the things I want to know is, you were here in Atlanta, a lot of people don't realize it, the Atlanta Jazz Festival, on the international stage, and it was beautiful. I look forward, also, obviously, for you coming back and to people to experience your salon and what it means to have an intimate setting and you to express, you know, the great lyricism and your Africanness being born in America. Yes. You were getting ready to say something? Are you saying
that? No, I said thank you. Quickly. Oh, okay. What does it mean to me to do? I'm sorry, I missed the question. What does it mean to have that inspiration?
Yes. What does it mean to have that inspiration?
Well, I mean, it means a great deal to me. I think, like anyone, you want to, champion your heritage and your history. And it's not my own history; it's the history of the people who came before me, so that I might be right.
Right.
So it's just about acknowledging, the lives that were before me and that spirit. I'm thankful for. I think for a long time as a younger person, I really struggled with trying to be either American or African and trying to figure out how to be both. And I'm now in a place where I'm so grateful for both my cultural history and experience and bloodline, and then also really thankful for the opportunities and the privilege that I've been afforded just by being raised mostly in the West. So I'm thankful for what that's created, in terms of that mix. That mashup.
Well, it's a great matchup. You definitely you get a chance to go to the continent, but most of all, I just want to thank you for taking the time out for gracing the WCLK audience here in Atlanta, Georgia, and letting people know so much about you. And for those of you who haven't had a chance to listen to her, please get a chance. Listen, you can always go online, but the Lagos Music Salon is fantastic in terms of what she imparts to you. Any final words? Somi, would you like to say?
Oh, no final words. Just thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Atlanta, for your listening hearts and your listening ears. And I hope to be back soon to share. I really had a wonderful time at the Atlanta Jazz Festival. I hope to be back very soon. And that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Somi. I look forward to not only seeing you, but continue to listen to you as you move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, Somi, the Lagos Music Salon, we welcome her, we thank you, we love you, we bless you, and of course, thank God for you. Peace.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm Ernest EC3 Coleman, and you're listening to Jazz Tones with Jay Edwards on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK, the Jazz of the City.